Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Here are your top three songs in country music as we wrap up Monday's show. Before you hear the Monday show on podcast, number three, Dierks Bentley Living. Some days you're living. I wonder what that Dierks Bentley five-hour energy deal is. He's making so much money, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw it all day Sunday football.
Like commercials, his Instagram. Sometimes he'll just put a picture of a five-hour energy and be like, all right, let's get to a good day. I'm like, dang, they must be paying so much.
Yeah, and the commercials are funny, too.
Dierks Living at number three. Number two, the ones that didn't make it back home, Justin Moore.
Hey. Here's to the ones that didn't make it back home. The ones we ain't seen in so long.
Number one's Luke Bryan, Knockin' Boots. Congrats to Luke Bryan.
Sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking boots.
There you go. Biggest pop song right now is Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Senorita.
I love it when you call me Senorita. I wish I could pretend I did.
You know that one?
Yeah.
The kids play that one?
Yeah.
And then the number one dance song is Kygo and Whitney Houston. I guess he just took an old track of hers. Yeah, this is Higher Love.
Bring me a higher love.
Oh, that's cool.
Bring me a higher love. Oh. Bring me a higher love. Where's that higher love? I keep thinking of.
Pretty good.
Who is Kygo? Why does that sound familiar? Is that...
The
DJ?
Tyga?
No,
oh,
different dude. I know
it's a different dude. They have two different names.
Oh.
Tiesto?
Well, when you
maybe
first said
Tiesto.
It, I was like, oh, Kylie Jenner's baby daddy?
Are they married yet?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Are they, Mike, did they get married? Not that you know of?
They're not engaged.
Hmm.
They're just dating.
I thought she looked like a wedding dress to on her birthday trip. You see that where they got on a private plane and she had a wedding dress with her?
Mm-mm.
No? What do I know? All I do is scroll through and see, like, quickly pictures on E of things. I don't even know who half those people are.
It's did like, you see they launched their own shapewear line?
I did not.
I did.
What? And what's that about?
Just making that money. The Kardashians are...
Oh, they meant E. I was like, I don't know that I'll buy a shapewear line from
the TV network.
No,
I don't know if it's Kim. I don't know if Kim's just endorsing or the Kardashians are endorsing it or they're like behind it, but it's basically like Spanx, but their line, I think it's called like Skim.
Oh, yeah. They're going to make so much money with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything they put out.
Yeah. They make a lot of money. Hey, Raymundo, how was your birthday weekend? Tell us about that.
Yeah.
Good times. Went to the mountains. Three couples total. We took some separate cars. It was almost like a guy's vehicle, chick's vehicle, so they got their girl talk, and then we got to just bro out. But the drive went by in 2 seconds. It's a decent trek out to the hills.
How
mountains.
Long?
3.5 hours. You go past Knoxville.
And so I saw that your whole refrigerator was filled with White Claw.
Yeah, they had done the cakes and everything. They did it White Claw cakes instead of actual birthday cakes and stuff, so... They did that before the White Claw shortage, and so then we were all just joking the whole time, like, we caused the White Claw shortage, like, our song that we made, because we mentioned White Claw in it, and then we said, this birthday, I mean, it happened the day after my birthday. Birthday was September 5th, September 6th, CNN comes out, huge nationwide White Claw shortage.
You kind of were on the White Claw before anybody else. I remember whenever you put that song out, Vacation, and you mentioned White Claw, I was like, no one even knew what White Claw was on the show, really.
Yeah, it. My buddy Billy, he just one time handed me, he goes, you want a White Claw? And since then, I've loved it, and I've talked about it, and even did the song.
And you did want a White Claw, you just didn't know it yet.
Yeah, it was a great, I love that White Claw.
Do you drink White Claw on weeknights?
No. You crazy?
I don't know, I don't know if it's so light that maybe it just makes you feel good.
Oh, it's not light.
Oh, it's not.
It's a little bit more in beer.
Really?
You mean alcohol-wise, or like?
I meant like.
Calorie-wise.
Yeah.
Oh, it's light on calories, it's keto-friendly too.
Yeah.
Oh, are you still keto diet?
So the whole weekend was not keto diet. I started eating pizza on Thursday, ate cookies all day Saturday from Amy, and it wasn't good. So it was like 4 days off from keto, but I'm back on today.
And how much weight have you lost?
I lost 12, probably not now, but I did lose 12 pounds. It was crazy. All my friends, they were saying, man, you're not unrecognizable different, but they said your face different, your arms look different with your shirt off. Wow.
You do look different. I thought that every morning. I'm like, dang, dude, losing weight.
When I kind of inspired some of them, I think they're all starting the keto this morning.
And the keto basically is?
No carbs, high fat, no sugar. So you
no
can eat
sugar.
You can eat pork rinds. You can eat hot dogs. My girl makes some very, very bomb dishes. That's the key to keto. If you have a great cook, you can do it. If you don't, you're eating random stuff like hot dogs and lunch meat.
No sugar would be tough for me. So like my breakfast this morning, I had a little yogurt.
That's sugar.
A little fruit.
You're talking sugar to me right now.
Right.
And a little bit of granola.
Granola's all right, but there's probably carbs. Actually, it's not because it sounds like carbs.
So I'm opposite a keto diet right now.
But I mean, it's just one of the things. The reason keto works, it cuts out the carbs. No bread. You feel so much lighter. Even if you're maybe, because my girl hasn't necessarily dropped the weight she wanted to, but she feels a lot lighter. Taking the bread out of your diet, that's all you got to do.
And what did you start at?
My weight?
Yeah.
I was 175.
And you are now 162?
162, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
And are you happy you did it? What's the long-term effect on this? Can you go forever?
Well, my girl wanted to do it, lose some weight for pool season because our pool had just opened and we wanted to look good out there. She's in the bikini and I'm in the trunks. But the goal's been reached. Now we're just kind of still doing it because she makes such good dishes. I enjoy the breakfast. I enjoy the lunch. We go light for dinner. But she finds stuff on Pinterest and makes it quick, like, and it's cheap, kind of. I mean, we're not at Outback. We're not going to, you know, B Dubs and eating. We can get wings at B Dubs, but we're not getting the sides and the appetizers. That's where the very, very unhealthy stuff is. And every restaurant has a keto version. Starbucks, boom, keto version. Outback, everything is a keto version.
You love that Outback. You mentioned it twice in 30 seconds.
Because I'm starving right now. I'm thinking of it.
So you don't have your sandwiches anymore.
Yeah, I can't have bread.
Oh, yeah.
And had a loaf of bread from the cabin. I went and put it out there in the kitchen and said, free, we can't eat that bread.
Did you put the bread in the kitchen?
Oh, I saw that. I was like,
if you walk through the kitchen, there's just a random loaf of bread and a big sign on it that says free.
Really?
I went to the bathroom and I was like, well, that's nice of somebody to give away a $2 thing of bread.
I saw that too. And I was like, this is so random right now.
I'll take that.
For some whatever reason, it made its way back in the Forerunner. And I was like, get that damn thing out of the house. I'm taking it to work.
So you dropped the bread off. Good on you.
Yeah, we ain't eating that. It's not keto friendly.
And the birthday weekend was good.
Oh, blast. We had a lot of friend time. Obviously, there were some emotional moments when you get some boozing going on.
Fights?
Yeah, the girls got in some fights. The guys, unscathed. We didn't get in one argument, but yeah, it got intense with the girls.
Well, like what? You don't have to get specific, but like what happens?
No, it's simple. I can get specific. So both couples paid for the cabin. But
three couples, all right?
They stayed at a cabin right across the street.
Okay.
But we stayed, and so we had the bed. We had this king-size bed, me and my girlfriend, the first night. Well, the one couple kind of got jealous. They paid half, and they had to sleep on a couch, and it was uncomfortable.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, so then
didn't they get night two of the bed?
So then night two, I guess my girlfriend was laying on the bed, and so then the couple's getting a bickering argument a little bit whether who's getting the bed again. And so, I mean, that's what started the argument. So me and my girl ended up going on the couch, and it ended up being 50-50. But I guess my girl was trying to creep into the bed for night two. Yeah.
Oh, so it was on her a little bit.
It was on her a little bit, so she got in an argument with our other friend. But it ended up, it escalated, then it de-escalated, and everybody was fine. But that's what started the fight. Who gets to sleep in the bed that second night?
And probably without drinking, it's not like a big deal.
Oh,
but
it was totally the White Claw.
With drinking, you times any situation by 10. Somebody just says anything on alcohol, you're like, what did you say? I mean,
want to fight?
So I think apparently the girl said, get off the bed, we're sleeping on the bed tonight. And I feel she was sarcastic in saying it, but my girlfriend thought it was real. And my girlfriend goes, oh, so that's how you want to play this? And I mean it was almost a fallout brawl, y'all. All the guys are just watching football. We're like, what happened? What are y'all doing?
Who are the friends, the girls or the guys?
All of them.
No, but I'm saying who are the core friends? Like, who knows who? The girls all know each other, the guys all know each other.
Yeah, so it was honestly all through cancer. So my girlfriend, it was her nurse when she was going through cancer, and then her husband, I became great friends with him. Then there was another girl who was going through cancer. Her husband's the exact same age as me. We're all friends. It's the nurse or the two girls.
So you're a girl almost going to fight with her nurse.
Yes.
Who's not her friend, wow. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, but it was good. Overall, you give it a 1 through 10. What do you give it?
I gave it a 9.
Solid.
And I mean, it was my birthday weekend, so people were being very generous paying for stuff. I kind of feel bad.
Yeah, birthday weekend. Maybe she got the bed both nights.
I mean, that's what I was thinking. It's birthday weekend.
Birthday weekend. All right. Good to hear from you, Ray.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, let me mention this about you. I think it's Eddie was walking through our room where Ray works.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ray doesn't work in this room. He works in a room connected. We can see him through a glass wall. And Eddie said he saw a book, like an interesting book.
Hold on. I wrote it down exactly what it said. It was like... alarming a little bit.
What was the title of the book?
The title of the book.
Let's go to Eddie's story here.
Yeah, hold on, Ray. I wrote it down. It was like, oh, here you go. Here you go. It says, the title was, you don't have to stay in a job that you hate. And I saw it, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, God. And Ray wasn't there, and I was like, oh, my gosh, Ray, like, hates his job. Like, what's he reading this book for? So I don't know. So I just sent Bobby a note and said, dude, you might want to look into this. I think Ray hates his job.
That's not it. That's misleading. The title of the book's actually The Proximity Principle, and it's just talking about if you have stuff around you, it's going to start to affect you. It's just like The Secret, the book The Secret. Mm-hmm. It's like in proximity. If you're around a job you hate every day, it's not good. But that's just misleading. They said that so it like catches your attention.
Yeah.
Book's not about hating your job and wanting to quit.
Is there something you want to say? Do you want to quit?
No, but it is called The Proximity Principle, and I recommend reading it. Dave Ramsey with the foreword on it.
But it does say that on the book, right? I wasn't wrong about that.
I mean, it does, but that honestly isn't what the book's about. It's not like, oh, I hate my job. It's like, get stuff that's bad around you away from you. It's not necessarily your job. It's in everything.
All right. You're good, though.
Yes.
Hey, did you drink that alcohol I gave you?
No, not yet.
You drink it on your birthday?
No, I was working. I had.
But you went out to a cabin. You could have opened it up.
There was so much alcohol. I'm glad I didn't bring it.
Coach, no, he's gonna save that for when he proposes.
Hey, and I ain't drinking that with the friends. I'll have like barely a cup. Yeah. I mean, that goes fast. You don't want to share that.
Yeah, I get that. Oh. He should save it for like.
No, special one of those where me and my girl drink it on a Saturday night. You know.
Maybe when he proposes.
Exactly.
That's one of those.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
we're good. Ray won an award. I have a whole bunch of list of Ray stuff here we didn't get
Ray
to.
Ray won an award?
You know the commercials we played on the show?
Mm-hmm.
He won that award?
Ray, what award did you win?
It was just a car spot. It was honorable mention. There were, I believe, 3 or 4 awards given out.
How did you get beat?
Other people in the building that are actual on-air personalities. I'm just a producer. I was happy with the honorable mention, honestly.
But it was about the spot.
It was about the spot, but...
Did they have better spots? Was it funnier?
Mine was the funniest, but the thing of it is, there was a judging panel. There you go. When there's judges and...
What'd you win?
$50, and they gave me Dollywood tickets. So, I mean, equivalent to a couple $100.
Only one award, or did you win 2 of them?
I won 2 of them. So, honorable mention, the other one was called a bad word. It was like the crap show award.
Oh, the S show award?
Yeah.
Why'd they give you that?
Because they just said the commercial was so outrageous and hilarious. It was
the one about you froze your girlfriend's egg, so you were a dad now?
Yes.
I thought that was a good one.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, 2 awards. It was awesome. And I randomly got pulled in the room. I didn't even know I was going to be given a speech. And they handed me a microphone and said, here's your award. Say something. And there was 50 people in the room.
And what'd you say?
I said, I started rapping Vacation a little bit.
Oh,
and nice. The salespeople are dying laughing. I said, thanks to my sales lady. She really hooked it up. I said, I like being creative. What up, Sizzin Raymundo? Hit it up. I'd love to do some business with you.
Are you ever going to change your name from Sizzin Raymundo?
I mean, if I have a wife and kids, yes, probably.
Oh, but
that's
not
me
until
ridiculous.
Then. Not until then.
Yeah,
I mean, it's always Ray season.
When I have kids and a white picket fence in the country, I'm not going to go by Sizzin Raymundo.
All right. All right, Raymundo. Thank you, bud.
All right.
There he is. Let's get rocking here on Monday's show. Appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful day today. I hope you enjoyed today's show. And here you go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now,
here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Monday's show. Hope you had an awesome weekend. More studio.
Morning.
Man, thank you all for being here. I thought we'd start with a game this morning. Okay. You good with that?
Yeah.
Let's play Guess the Country Merch. Now, if you go to a concert, you can always buy merch. T-shirts, hats, maybe a koozie. Merch stands for?
Merchandise.
Merchandise, that's right. So I'll give you the description and you tell me what country artist it is. Amy, Lunchbox. Eddie, are you ready?
Ready.
A $20 baby onesie that says party animal in training. A $20 baby onesie that says party animal in training.
Party animal.
Party animal in training.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, I'm in.
Amy?
John Party.
Correct. Lunchbox.
John Party.
Correct. Eddie?
Blake Shelton.
It's Party, P-A-R-D-I. Yeah.
You didn't spell it out.
I didn't know we had to spell out all the questions.
No.
Sorry, Eddie. Okay, ready? A $5 koozie that says Texoma Shore. A $5 koozie at this concert, and the koozie says Texoma Shore.
Yeah, I think I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Miranda Lambert.
Incorrect. Lunchbox?
Miranda Lambert.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Eddie, to tie it back up.
It's easy. It's Blake Shelton.
It's Blake Shelton. That's his album name.
Oh.
And Texas, Oklahoma.
That's right.
Yeah. There you go.
We went the wrong half of the...
Yeah.
Of the what?
I got off.
Of the what?
Of yeah, the formerly known as Blake and Miranda relationship.
Okay. Yeah. Boy, that seems like forever ago, but it really wasn't that far ago.
Yeah.
A $75 light-up cowboy hat.
That's it?
That's it?
That's it.
Didn't say anything on it?
Well, there are initials, but I can't give it to it. It makes it too easy.
Okay.
A $75 light-up cowboy hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
That was easy. I'm in for the
At their concerts, who has a $75 cowboy hat that lights up?
Don't
be angry at me, Amy.
Oh, I'm not.
I said I'm in for the win, dude. I'm just seeing if you got the same thing I got.
I'm in.
Amy?
Jason Aldean.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Ooh. Lunchbox.
Tim McGraw.
Incorrect. Eddie.
That's Toby Keith.
Incorrect.
Oh!
You got to think about, like, who would have something with lights and right. pretty.
Pretty?
I know.
And
Jason
a cowboy
Aldean.
Hat.
Probably.
Like Casey Musgraves.
Oh, of course. Neon.
We're all tied at one. If you you pull that ahead, you win. We're at sudden death right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go. How about...
You looking for an easy one or hard one?
A $15 necklace with a palm tree on it.
Oh, I'm in for the win.
Yeah, me too. Easy. I'm
That's
in.
Easy.
I'm in.
Amy?
Kenny Chesney?
Lunchbox?
Kenny Chesney.
Eddie?
Jake Owen.
It's Kenny Chesney.
Woo! Eddie, sit down. You
Amy,
out.
Amy and Lunchbox,
you
stay
gone.
In.
No Woo! Problem.
Okay, okay.
Interesting.
Here we go. A $30 trucker hat that says every girl.
Huh?
A $30 trucker hat that says every girl.
Every girl.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Miranda Lambert.
Amy?
Trisha Yearwood.
It's Trisha Yearwood. There you go. Starting off the show with a W. Yay. How do you feel, Amy?
Feels good.
There she goes.
I know my merch.
Oh, that's her new song.
They never bring us merch, right? Like this cool stuff we read about artists never come in and go, hey, we got you a nice piece of merch from your game, Know Our Merch.
I'd like that cowboy hat.
I was going to say, we never get a light-up cowboy hat from Casey.
Kenny Chesney apparently has a $450 NFL helmet with a skull and crossbones on it.
What?
Yeah. People buy that?
Yeah, I guess so. Take that. Anyway, welcome to the show. Everybody good?
Yeah. Oh, well, it makes sense. He does those stadium shows. That's why.
Did I do NFL, stadium?
Yeah.
Did I do morning studio? Did I do that?
I think we did.
That
I don't
Morgan
know.
Number two saying yeah?
Mm-hmm. I remember saying it.
Sometimes I just come out and I'm fired up and ready to go.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
I did go to the dog park yesterday. I'd never been before. And I took my dog, who now is cleared because he has all of his shots. Got one set of them. They're like, he can be around other dogs, but he can't go to where there are a bunch of dogs. Got all his shots. He was feeling a little better after he had been in like dog camp for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so we take him yesterday and... It's on my Instagram story right now. It'll probably disappear in a little bit. But he's leash trained pretty good. Like, he doesn't try to run off on the leash anymore, which is great. Now, the thing about the dog park is you take the leash off and you just let him run, which it was great for my dog. I have a bulldog, and, you know, he's running around. All the dogs are bigger than him. He's about 4.5 months old. And so, but he's good. He takes it in stride. Well, he starts running, and there's this kid who's like 3, starts running at my dog. And my dog is going, oh. So my dog loves people. I start running at the kid, and it's like slow motion Baywatch. They're running toward each other, and I'm like, no, because I know my dog's going to jump, and this kid is going to lose. For sure the kid's going to lose. And the kid's running to the dog because he's small, and the dog's running to the kid because he's small, and they're, ooh, and my dog jumps, ooh, and jumps on the kid, and the kid opens his arms to like hug the dog, and the kid loses. Boom, the dog just takes him down. And I'm like, no, and the... And so the parent's like, sorry, my kid just... I'm like, no, sorry, my dog just tackled your kid. And so it was all good, but that was my first experience where I was like, no, dog, no. My dog didn't bite him or anything.
Oh, that's
he just
good.
Like licked him.
That'd be bad.
But the kid also ran at the dog, and they were in a dog park with no leashes.
Yeah.
Just still wasn't a good situation. So I took him, moved to the other part of the park, and so I was getting texts going, hey, you're at the dog park? I bet there are so many girls there. There were no girls at the dog park. It was like me and all couples.
The kid's mom.
with, she had like 8 kids with her.
Okay.
I'm not trying to have Brady Bunch.
You said you wanted kids.
Exactly, right?
So
it's gonna be a win-win.
I took him. He was pretty exhausted, and he got disgustingly dirty. And then I realized there was a small dog park next. I was in the big dog park with a small dog.
Oh, you mean like size-wise, mm-hmm. like the size of dog you
have?
They have
a small one right next to the big one.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, oh, I'm breaking him in the hard way, mm-hmm. letting him play with all the big kids. But it was good. I took him home. He was exhausted. He took him for like an hour, you know, chilled, went back, and he slept pretty much all day, which was awesome. So I think he was a little sick this morning again, but I think maybe just I overexerted him yesterday.
Yeah.
So, but that was my dog park story.
So no girls.
No, there were no girls.
You got to go back.
No.
Try it again one more time.
I'm not going for the girls.
Oh.
If one happens to be there.
Well, then you could just take your dog in your backyard.
No, because there aren't other dogs there.
Or girls.
The whole point of the dog park is to hang out with other dogs.
Okay.
So no, that is incorrect. I know you're gonna boo-booing. But no, but I went to the dog park just to let him play with other dogs. But he's good with dogs. I saw where Taylor Swift's album was only number one for 1 week, and the Tool album ended up beating it. And Tool's like an older kind of metal-ish band.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Taylor Swift fans were all hurt online because, again, her record was only number one for 1 week. And so here's some of Tool right here. Play me some of this. On this record, they have songs that are 15 minutes long.
Oh my gosh. That sounds awful.
I listened to it. I like the record. It kind of is like a bunch of Bohemian Rhapsodies. Like the songs move all over the place. It's way different.
And is number one?
Mm, it sold 270,000 copies.
Wow.
Taylor Swift was number two. So, turn it up.
Oh.
Listen to that. Would you listen to that?
No offense to Tool, but no.
They probably listen and they're really offended right now. They're huge fans of the show.
Yeah.
Are you listening to anything cool right now?
No, not really. I'm just watching cool things. But my kids like to listen, but they're the hot songs of the summer, the songs they love.
Is that your musical selection now, whatever they select, like all the time?
Yes. It's whatever they want me to put on or they want Alexa to play. But I like it because it does keep me in the know. I just never know exactly what they're called because even my kids don't. They're like, these are the key words, Mom. These are the words we hear. So then I Google the words so then we know what to ask Alexa to play. But I forget.
They just yell things and Alexa knows mm-hmm. by the keywords?
Or we have to look them up.
Oh, got it.
For them, yeah.
I got sent an email. I goes, hey, Bobby, you're listed in so-and-so. They're doing some award thing. And they're like, hey, give us a 6-song mixtape playlist highlighting the pivotal moments in your life with short explanations for choosing each song. Do you want to hear what I put?
Yeah.
I had to pick 6 songs. And they're not really in order. But I put Hootie and the Blowfish, Hold My Hand. Do you know why?
Well, I mean, I know you love Hootie, but I...
Why would I put it as...
Oh, he was your first interview?
Yeah, Darius Rucker was my first ever interview when I was 17, mm-hmm. which spawned a friendship 20 years later.
Yeah.
Number 2, Garth Brooks, If Tomorrow Never Comes.
Why?
Why? This is the second song I put on. Garth Brooks, If Tomorrow Never Comes.
I mean, I know... Is it on your favorite Garth album?
It's on the literal Garth Brooks record.
Right.
Yeah. It's one of the first CDs I ever bought.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
When I could actually, it was the first time I could afford to buy Garth Brooks music, and he was my favorite. Up until then, it was just the radio.
Mm-hmm.
The Beastie Boys, No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
What year was that?
Well, not so much what year it came out, because it probably came out in like 81, and I don't.
Oh.
Or 82. I don't know. I would look that up, because it wasn't so much about what year it came out. License to Ill was the record.
Okay.
Maybe 84 or something before I started buying music. But why do you think I put that on there?
You had a grunge phase.
Mo, this isn't really grunge.
It's not grunge.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's 86.
Maybe when you were DJing parties, you play this.
I don't know. The Beastie Boys, No Sleep Till Brooklyn. When I heard it, my mind was blown. Skinny, dorky, white guys rapping gave me hope for as I grew up. Mm-hmm. I thought the Beastie Boys were so cool because I was like, oh, they look like me kind of. And they really did. They were much cooler. but yeah, that record came out way before I was even listening to music by the time I caught up with it. John Anderson, Swingin'.
Just a swingin'.
There you go.
Swingin'. Something to do with growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I know a story that you've told with it, but it's blanking me. But something.
Grandma. My grandma who raised me had this tape from a gas station and played it in her old Buick anytime we left the house.
Okay.
Heard it all the time. She's as pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe we're out here on the front porch in this swing. Just a swinging. God, song, man, takes me back.
Swinging.
All right, that's four. I've picked two more songs for my playlist. What am I missing in your mind? What am I missing? You know me.
Well, I know, but...
John Mayer, Stop This Train.
I was about to say that's your favorite song.
You why didn't you
why
then?
I was about to say that.
Because I didn't know if we were there yet. Like, I was thinking the last two. I know. I started to think maybe they're all old school. But yes, that's your favorite John Mayer song.
I said the first song that ever spoke to me as a person. I heard it and go, oh, I think the same thing. Wow, that person says what I think. And so, and that is my favorite John Mayer song. Who's my, you know, him and Garth are my favorite artists. And then finally, one more song on my my life playlist I submitted to this magazine article. Diamond Rio, Meet in the Middle.
It was your first concert.
My first ever concert in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And the song I waited all show for them to play at Magic Springs. I was like, play Meet in the Middle!
Was it the last one they played?
No.
Somewhere in the middle?
No. It was near the end. They had another hit at the time, too. But I was just like, play Meet in the Middle! My first ever concert, Diamond Rio. There you go. Those are my six songs.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Like the whole, their approach to that. Like, I don't know what the thing is all about, but that's a get to know you segment that's neat.
I just send them this segment, be like, here, just put this, transcribe this.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
Yeah, Hurricane Dorian affected the East Coast and the Bahamas. People are still recovering. To help out, go to redcross.org. In California, the FBI and Coast Guard raided the California Dive Boat Company after that boat burst into flames, killing 34. They're still investigating the company for illegal practices. And finally, in NFL news, Antonio Brown asked on Twitter to be traded, and it happened. He's now playing for the New England Patriots.
The Bobby Bones Show.
People love when Mike D goes all nerd on us. Mike D's a writer on the show, writes a lot of the games. And so this is Mike D's Nerdy Minute. Morning, Mike D.
Morning.
What are we talking about in the Nerdy Minute today?
We're talking about Spider-Man.
Of course we are. All right, go ahead.
So he's officially out of the Marvel Universe. They are taking him out and putting him just in Sony. So there was this whole dispute with them not wanting to negotiate this contract for him to stay with Marvel.
So Spider-Man's doing contracts. He's like, all right, I'll take it. I just picture Spider-Man in a full suit at a table with a bunch of executives like, no, guys, I'm going to need 8% more here in benefits.
So now he's out of the Avengers. So everything they've set up is going away. And he's going to go back into Sony, which has Venom. So they're going to work him into those kind of movies.
Are they going to do full Spider-Man movies anymore?
They are.
Is Tobey Maguire going to come back?
No.
Oh. All right, that's the Nerdy Minute. Thank you, Mighty. He's out. Right?
I'm out.
Or are you done talking?
No,
Mighty walked away. He was like, I'm out. No, I meant Spider-Man's out.
Spider-Man's out.
Right. So we got our nerdy in. Let's do On This Day in Country Music. This is a good segment, too.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On This Day in
Country Music.
So listen to this. You know Keith Whitley, by the way, right, Amy? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Don't close your eyes. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Keith Whitley, on this day in 1989, had the number one song on the country chart with I Wonder, Do You Think of Me? Here's a clip.
I wonder, do you think of me?
Now, it was his third album. It went number one after he died.
And remember,
he had passed away earlier in the year on May 9th, and it went number one on this day. It went number one 4 months after his death. Isn't that crazy? I Wonder, Do You Think of Me became his fourth number one as fall, and that this is, that's it. What are you going to say?
Well, just because, you know, when stuff happens like that, it's like, oh, man, they didn't get to see it happen.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably going to be a major, major, major country star, too. Like, had all the tools.
Wow.
So, Do You Think Me? Come on.
That's the cool thing about music, though. This, like, those recordings live on forever.
Well, I often say, and have said before, that music that we listen to us, they don't really die.
Right.
Because we didn't know them anyway. It's not like we're getting to hang out and we're continuing to get all of these feelings and they're not cooking us food. They're not... If Tom Petty, to me, is just alive right now, if I hit a Tom Petty song, as he was to me when I was 16 years old.
Same thing.
So the creation of music allows people to us that weren't super close to them to always be alive.
Cool.
Now they didn't get to make any more, but yeah, Keith Whitley song came. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. I'm way into it now because I'm so deep into the Ken Burns documentary, which is coming out real soon. But it's real. I'm really in the good parts now of like people that I know. I was watching this whole thing about Minnie Pearl. It's fantastic. When it comes out on PBS, everybody should watch it. All right. That's Today in Country Music. Thank you very much.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Lunchbox has been limping around. He sits in the studio all day, but I don't get to see him walking. I saw him walking in the hallway, and he's got a big limp. You thought you broke your foot playing soccer?
Yeah, I got hit by a soccer ball just right at the right angle. Down I went. Couldn't run. Couldn't walk. Can't put weight on it. So I had to go to the doctor, and they rushed me in. When I show up, they rushed you in. Yeah, rushed me in.
They grab you and like, get in, hurry, stat.
And they throw me in the x-ray room, lay me down on the table, and they take x-rays of every angle of my foot.
Did you think it was broken? Yes, before it went in, did you think it was broken?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought, because I looked up on Google, you do WebMD, and they say there's a lot of little bones on the top of your foot. So I thought, oh, one of those little bones had to break. Like, it had to snap in half. So then the doctor comes in after looking at my x-rays, and she grabs my foot, and she starts twisting it. Does it hurt when you do this? Ah, yeah, well, it does. What are you doing? She goes, okay, you just sprained your foot. No broken bones. But, I mean, she could have told me that without twisting it this way and twisting it that way and poking it like, ow. So I'm in a big old boot.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that bad boy?
I didn't even see that till right now.
So can you play soccer anytime soon?
We are in the boot for 2 weeks, and then I go back for more x-rays and to be reevaluated. So I'm on the injured reserve right now.
Are you still going to wash the team's uniforms?
Hey, they need that, yeah. Right? They need their uniforms washed.
Well, I will have to wash the uniforms, and I can leave them on the front porch. Someone can pick them up on the way to the game. Or I could be a good team captain and go support the team while I'm injured.
Yeah, because don't you have to take snacks?
You're the manager.
No.
As the manager of your soccer team, you should go and like give them water and snacks. Capri Suns, even.
No, guys, they did say that the game before they missed my halftime speech because I wasn't there, and they were like, we had no one to give us a speech at halftime. We just kind of stood around in a circle, didn't know what to do.
What is a speech like from you in a soccer game?
Well,
okay, we're down 3-1 at halftime. It's co-ed. Soccer.
Green team. We're the green team.
Green team. And what will you do?
I just get them around like, hey, guys. Hey,
do you make a circle? Or are they like?
Yeah, we're in a circle. Everybody's drinking water. You know, and we're just standing around like, hey, don't worry about it. We're passing the ball well. We've had our opportunities. Audrey, you hit the post twice. Paul, like, I mean, can you at least put it on the net? Like, you keep kicking it over the goal. But hey, don't get down. We got this. We still got 25 minutes to go. We're in this. Don't worry about it. We got it. Let's go. They're getting tired. We got plenty of subs. You know, run your 3-4 minutes and get out. Let's go. That's it. And the team gets hyped.
Is there a break? Do you guys do like one, two, three?
Lunchbox has a manager.
No. Sometimes we do 1, 2, 3, green team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or 1, 2, 3, win. You know, things like that.
But they're missing that without you?
They are missing that without me, and they're going to be without it for the next couple weeks because I'm in a boot.
He's in a boot.
It's a big boot.
It's a big old boot.
I got booted.
Well, we hope you get better. People were asking what the update was.
And if you guys want to send me, you know, care packages, I'll take them.
Of what?
I mean, whatever. I mean, whatever you do to get someone better, you send them care packages.
Dr. Scholes.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Carrie Underwood and Joan Jett's opening theme for Sunday Night Football debuted last night. It's a rendition of her original 2006 theme, Waiting All Day for Sunday Night, which is a take on Jett's I Hate Myself for Loving You. Jason Aldean has a new album called 9 coming out on November 22nd, and he shared the new single off of it. It's called We Back.
We back, we back, we back in the speakers, back in black, getting blasted in the bleachers.
Florida Georgia Line has an album coming out of their biggest hits, Stripped Down, called The Acoustic Sessions. It will all be out on October 18th, but they dropped the first half of it. Here's the acoustic version of Cruise.
Maybe you a song, you make me want to roll my wings.
Number 2, that's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This guy, Brad from Texas, was in the military, and when he's in the military, he had a pet tortoise, and he would take care of it, and he was like, man, this pet tortoise really keeps me calm when I get stressed out. So when he got out of the military, him and his wife started a tortoise ranch where they rehabilitate injured tortoises. Because they're like, he kept me calm during the military, so now I can give back to the tortoises all around the world.
Back to the tortoises. A support tortoise. Mm-hmm. I was looking at this story on Reddit about this tortoise, speaking of tortoises, that is like 170 years old, and they had pictures with this tortoise and all these generations of people. Like
going way back?
Yeah, like black and white pictures. Same That's tortoise. Amazing.
They can live that long.
Mike, D, would you look up a tortoise's lifespan?
What was his name?
I don't know. George Burns, the tortoise? I don't know.
That's crazy. He met so many people.
Yeah, a tortoise, an Aldabra tortoise lives to be about 120, 130 years old.
Wow.
Isn't
that crazy? And then there are reports of them living up to 200 years, depending on what kind, because there are lots of different tortoises. But I thought it was amazing. It's crazy to think that a tortoise can even, anything can live that long. Because 120 years, though, okay, a human could live to 100. But yeah, tortoises.
Oh my gosh, they said that some turtles could live up to 400 to 500 years.
What on and earth?
The one that I saw was close to 200 years old.
What?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
That's crazy.
There you go.
I want to be a tortoise.
You want to be a what?
A tortoise.
You get a turtle, tortoise.
Turtle, tortoise.
It's a mix.
Remix.
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes from Safety Harbor, Florida. A 19-year-old man comes home 4 a.m., goes in the kitchen, starts cooking some eggs. Woman walks in the kitchen and goes, what are you doing in my house? And he goes, uh-oh, ran out the back door. He had had too much to drink, and he went in a house two doors down.
Oh, whoopsie.
So, do you arrest him?
He was arrested for breaking and entering.
But was he naked?
No, he was cooking in her kitchen, and he got scared, ran out, and the police found him, you know.
I guess he did wrong.
I mean, he went in someone's house, and they said he smelled of a lot of alcohol.
So probably he goes and just gets like some community service or something.
Yeah,
because he had no intention of doing anything wrong.
Right, he wasn't in there to rob anything. He just thought he was cooking himself some eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't someone do that, like Andy Dick?
Oh, I don't know. That guy's been in a bunch.
A while back or something.
And then the question is, do you eat the eggs after he leaves? So he gets arrested. There are cooked eggs there. You're a little hungry. Do you eat the eggs?
Yes.
Yeah, I think you do too. I'll be honest with you. All right, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
Time to play Amy versus Lunchbox, which, by the way, it's tied 8-8 as you played a 10.
Oh, wow.
It's close up here. So I'll ask Amy three dude questions. We get online and we go, what are guy questions for trivia? And you get these questions.
Okay.
Question number one. What NBA player has his own talk show on HBO called The Shop?
What? Current? Can I ask if it's a current player?
It just says, what NBA player has his own... I'm just reading you the question here. I don't write the questions. I just read them. What NBA player has his own talk show on HBO called The Shop?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Shaquille O'Neal. I don't know.
LeBron James.
If I would have said current, what would you have said?
Well, Steph Curry.
Lunchbox?
LeBron James.
There you go. Correct. Lunchbox stole 1 point. Amy, you ready?
Yeah.
A crank, frame, and fork are all parts of what? A crank, frame, and fork are all parts of what?
A bulldozer?
Lunchbox?
Tow truck.
It is a bicycle.
Okay.
And finally,
a fork.
Again, a I don't pump? Like the questions. I'm just a host.
Never heard of all those.
On an 18-wheel tractor trailer, Amy, how many tires are usually on the trailer? I'll ask again. On an 18-wheel tractor trailer, how many tires are usually on the trailer?
One, two, three, four up front in that little driver's thing, maybe. Yeah. And so 18 minus 4.
On the trailer.
On the trailer part, 14.
14. Lunchbox?
12.
8. Eight tires on the trailer.
There's that many up in the front little
eight
car.
Tires on the trailer. All right, score after that is Lunchbox 1, Amy 0.
One, two, three, four,
five, six, I'm trying to count them in my head.
Yeah, because the trailer only has tires in the back.
I know, but that's a lot of
right.
tires up
it
front.
It does.
I know, because the rest are in the front.
Okay. That's a good point. Yeah.
Okie dokie. Lunchbox, in yoga, you get three questions meant for the ladies.
Yeah.
In yoga, the eagle pose, the half moon pose, and the tree pose are all poses that have you on what?
1 foot.
That is correct.
Wow.
What are you going to say?
Am I allowed to say something?
I saw your face.
Can I question something? I don't know.
No, you can't question it.
Okay.
But you can say whatever you want to say.
Well, I do half moon, but both my feet are on the ground.
Mm.
So you do your own version.
Can't question
no,
it.
I mean that,
you're not
no.
doing it correctly.
Oh.
Yeah, you should get better at yoga.
Yeah, you need to become a yoga yogiist.
A new season of 13 Reasons Why is up on Netflix. Who is the pop star executive producer of the show 13 Reasons Why?
Ariana Grande.
Amy, now you need this to stay in the game. A new season of 13 Reasons Why is up on Netflix.
Oh, never mind. I don't do half moon like that. You're right.
Oh, you're doing yoga wrong?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's how I do. Well, actually, there's different.
Amy,
actually,
we're on a different question.
I know,
and if
sorry.
You miss this, you're out.
Selena Gomez.
Wow. How did you know that?
Because I knew it, but I'm too busy focusing on this yoga thing.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah, you got to let the past go. That's what yoga does. It says namaste.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Ready. Last question. You get it, you win.
Yeah, that's all I got to do is just get it right.
Graduated, lariat, and bib are all styles of what?
Graduate, lariat, and bib. Ah. Nail designs.
Nail design.
What?
Amy. Graduated, bib, and lariat are all styles of what?
I mean, I know there's the lariat, like...
Maybe it's lariat. I could be saying
Ford
it wrong.
Or truck.
Oh, no. Okay. It's a...
But that wouldn't be a girl. Graduated, lariat, bib. Bib. I mean, type of... shirt collar.
You're in the right place.
Because there's the bib collar.
Yeah, but that's not the right answer.
What is it?
Necklaces.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Wow. It was around there. 9-8, Lunchbox wins and is now one win away from being the champion here.
Those were some tough ones.
And Amy, it was a tough. We made them tough this week on purpose for both of you guys. All of them were difficult, in my opinion.
Highly entertaining, though.
What part was?
The whole thing.
Oh. Well, I like that. Thank you very much. Lunchbox up 9-8 next week. We may have a champion. And if Lunchbox wins again, it's over.
Oh,
we cancel
man.
The game because he's won three times in a row.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You don't keep playing if you just keep dominating. So that'll be that.
We're going to cancel it?
Yeah. If you win three rounds in a row, sometimes things play itself out. And that, Amy, if you win, we'll keep it rolling.
Okay.
But you may not win.
Pressure's on, Amy.
I got a long way to go.
Bobby Bones. Yeah. Over many years of doing this show, sometimes we just realize we're getting older, and we do a segment called Time Marches On.
Time marches on.
We're all getting older, time keeps marching on. Nothing you can do about it. Time's gonna keep marching, with or without you. Amy, you're first up. Time marches on.
Yeah, well, I now have to travel and carry around this little portable foam roller thing that I keep on my back, and it applies pressure when I'm sitting in chairs. So I use it during the show. I use it while I'm driving.
It looks like a little styrofoam snowman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it hits the pressure points right in my back where it just really is irritated. And wow. I mean,
she tossed it to me the other day and I was like, what is that? It grossed me out because I thought it was for her butt.
It does look
because it's always behind her and it's like soft. I thought it was like she sat on it.
I know. No, it's for my back, but it just gives that relief. And man, it's amazing. Somebody told me to order it off of Amazon. It's best $14.99 I've ever spent because it just relaxes all the tension in there.
There it is. Time marches on.
Time marches on.
Time marches on for me. I was doing a photo shoot pretty recently. And I got started in radio at 17 years old. So I got started early. However, they were talking about some of the descriptions that were running the pictures. And they were like, all right. And so you've been in radio over 20 years. And I was like, oh, my God. already over 20 years. I've had a career for over 20. That's a long time, and it never kind of sat with me because she was like 23 too, the girl that was like the assistant of the photographer. Oh. And she was like, "You've been in radio 20 years?" And I was like, oh,
felt a little old there, huh?
Well, I am young. What I am. I am what I am.
I get it.
Yeah. But I was like, wow, time marches on. I started when I was 17 years old doing nights, and I started doing mornings right at the end of being 22, 23. We'll just say 23.
Round that number out a little bit.
Yeah, so I was 23. I've been doing mornings for 16 years.
Dang, man.
And I was always the kid, forever. And I guess I still am if you were, like, lining people up. I'm still younger than most.
But you're in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, right.
I know. Oh, you want to know something we did at my house? So there was that big picture that said Radio Hall of Fame, big induction picture, Bobby Bones 2017. I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do? Do I hang it up? So one of my friends goes, I'll get it framed for you. I didn't think anything about it. I just kind of wanted my big head out of my house because it was just laying against the thing. And I was like, whatever. So I forget about it. And I come into my house like 2 days ago. Mike D saw it. It actually looks really good. But it's my big old head framed. And it says Radio Hall of Fame, class of 2017. A little obnoxious. But what else was I supposed to do with it?
Well, where is it?
In my podcast room.
Oh, okay.
In the middle of other pictures of artists.
You should have it in the entryway.
It's not on my front door. you knock on the door
right
in my
when you
head.
Walk in.
No, that's not it. Okay, there's my time marches on. Being called out by a 23-year-old for being on radio for 20 years.
Time marches on.
Lunchbox.
I was at a wedding recently, and I was meeting some of the bride's family, and I met her cousin. And her cousin, she was 20. And she was a hottie, but I sat there, and I was like, man, she looks really, really young. For the first time ever, I thought, man, maybe 20 is too young to look at. I mean, I just felt like when I looked at her, I was like, man, she looks way young. Like, I just felt weird. Like, usually I'm like, oh, you know, when first day out of high school, you can date them.
Oh, that even sounds
but
nice to
when,
hear.
When I met her and she was 20 and I was like, oh, maybe I'm just really old because she looks so young.
What about all your soccer injuries?
Oh. Well, I mean, I think
that you went with that one.
Yeah, like his body's breaking down in every way.
Right.
His hair a little bit.
There was a 20-year-old that I was checking out.
You know what? Time marches on. There it is.
Time marches
on. Bruce Reddy, oldest member of the show.
Yeah. And you know, my kids say stuff all the time that make me feel old. But, man, the other day they said something that really got me. They were listening to Elvis. And my 11-year-old says, hey, did you ever see Elvis? Like, what do you mean did I ever see Elvis? Like, Elvis died before I was born. And they're like, but that's like your music, right? You grew up with that stuff. I'm like, no, I listen to oldies. And they're like, the Beatles? You never saw the Beatles? I'm like, no. So, I mean, they do that too. They saw a black and white commercial the other day, and they're like, oh, look, it's like the movies you like to watch, Dad.
That is true, though. You do watch
those.
Now I just feel so old.
Right, time marches on. We'll go to the youngest member of the show, Morgan number two, who's 25 years old. When I asked her before I didn't know what you guys were going to say, and I went on and said, hey, Morgan number two, do you want to jump in this segment? And she was like, I'm 25.
Rude.
Go ahead.
Well, I've been boxing at your gym, and lately I've had to go home after boxing in ice and put warm on my knees because my knees are starting to ache. And I felt really old. I felt like that was something that doesn't happen in your 20s. And I was sitting there, and I was like, I can't move. I have ice on my knees. I feel like I'm 50 years old right now.
Fair. I think that's a fair one. I was going to make fun of her if it was dumb. Okay. If you would have had to ice your fists, I'd have said, that's normal. You're boxing. But your knees, we'll accept that.
Is that a good one?
Good for you. Okay. Good for you.
Yeah.
There she is. Time marches on. We're all getting older.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So an athlete is on a roller coaster ride in Spain, and he plays fist ball. So I guess he's probably good with his reflexes. But a guy on the ride dropped his cell phone. And then as the roller coaster starts to, like, I don't know, take off and then go down, boom, the cell phone goes in the air. And this guy that's just riding the roller coaster sticks his hand up in the air and catches the guy's cell phone.
Yeah,
how crazy.
I didn't know he was an athlete. I just see, because it's up on my Twitter at Mr. Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
This dude just got a camera on him. It's like a selfie cam. And all of a sudden, whoom, the roller coaster goes down. He just throws his hand up and catches the phone. He looks back, goes, I got your phone. It's crazy.
Totally nuts. Well, yes. So he just so happens to be an athlete, which I think gave him the skills to do that. But still, even if you're a crazy athlete, who cares? It's still so impressive. You have to see the video. So an elementary school student, he was bullied for making a homemade University of Tennessee t-shirt. It was like sport your favorite team shirt to school day. And his favorite team was University of Tennessee, and he didn't have one. So he
couldn't afford one.
Right.
Yeah.
Couldn't afford one, didn't have one. So got a shirt, got a piece of paper, wrote, you know, U.T. and put it on a shirt. And he got bullied and made fun of. And the teacher saw what was happening and was devastated. So thought, okay, I want to get this guy some University of Tennessee gear. So she posted about it. University of Tennessee came through, sent him a care package with all kinds of gear to represent the school. Not only that, made a shirt that looks just like what he drew with like the pencil colored in and everything. And proceeds, some of the proceeds from it, a portion are going to Stomp Out Bullying Foundation.
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome story. I was that kid when I was growing up. I couldn't afford the cool starter stuff, so I would draw on stuff too. Mm. And so, yeah, this kid writes it on a shirt, and the teacher's like, man, in Tennessee, I'm not a University of Tennessee fan. However, I would wear this shirt because it was such a cool thing.
Right.
Such a cool thing for them to do to make that a shirt now that they're selling. And if you're sending your kids out to school today, or maybe you are a kid listening, you know, be one of the kids that's nice, not one of the kids that's not. Because I think, you know, I think a lot of these kids, too, that are bullying, this kid learned a lesson today as well. It's just not cool.
Yeah.
This is not cool. All right, what else?
Well, there's a YouTube video about something called the two-day rule, and it's going viral because it can help make new habits stick. It's really simple. You can fit it into your schedule however you want. You just can't skip 2 days in a row. So it's the new two-day rule.
I don't understand.
Well, like, it doesn't matter when you do it or how
when
you do
what?
It. Like, if you're trying to create a new habit. If you're trying to create a new habit. Listen, I didn't make up the two-day rule, but I'm just putting it out there. It's something that's going viral. So, like, say you're trying to make your bed every day and make it stick. Well, you can't go 2 days in a row that you skip it. Which I don't think you can skip a single day, but.
I have an app called Streaks that I use. Well, it's for that. You put it in, every day you hit the button, that's the fun thing, is when you get to hit the button, it goes over to the next day. You don't want to miss a day because your streak starts over.
Oh, right. That's cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I wrote about that in my last book. Thanks for reading.
But you've never talked about that other than in that book.
I wrote a whole thing about it, like a really long thing.
But not on the show.
I don't know.
Y'all, has he ever talked
I've
about streaks?
I've never heard of it.
Never heard.
Well, I don't know.
Listen, nobody in this room made it to that chapter. Is it a chapter? Shoot. Fail Until You Don't by Bobby Bones, Fight, Grind, Repeat. So, I don't know. Check it out if this is interesting to you, the two-day rule. I'm Amy. That's your pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A rider left a stack of cash on a train in New York City. A Long Island Railroad conductor named Jerry found it. He's like, what's that big folder? It's in an overhead rack. He's like, huh. Let me grab that. And so first, he opens it slowly to make sure it doesn't contain anything dangerous. He found an envelope with 90 $100 bills inside.
Oh, wow.
And that's how much money, Amy?
9 times 90,000.
How many?
No, hold on. 9, 100, 90. Uh-huh. So that's 2 zeros. That's 3 zeros. 9,000.
Correct. $9,000 inside the envelope.
I need a calculator.
It took you a minute.
I know. I almost said 90,000. I was like, that sounds like way too much.
So Jerry says he kept a close eye on the package until he handed it back off to the police. They tracked down the owner. The unidentified person has $9,000 in cash back in their hand 2 hours after they left it behind.
Wow.
Because he could. It's cash.
Yeah, straight cash. You can do what you want.
Yeah, you're going to track that cash back. That. If Jerry the train owner wanted to keep it, Jerry the train owner would be $90,000 richer.
Yeah.
And Amy's
Just $9,000.
There you go. He says he's not interested in a reward and that just appreciate the praise from the boss.
Y'all should see me trying to do math with my kids.
We just saw you try to do math with us, and it wasn't pretty. And he's like, oh. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan.
Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Little Big Town posted what looks like an album cover on social media with the title Nightfall, along with a brand new song called Over Drinking. Here's a clip.
Yeah. I'm over drinking over you. I'm done with bottles and chasing the blues.
I like they put a song out on Monday at midnight because let's everybody stop putting songs out on Friday. It's just too much at once. And I can't keep up. And then I forget that 9 songs came out and only have heard 3. I like it when artists put out songs on a Sunday or Monday. And also it's smart by them because then we're solely focused on that one new song. On Friday, we're like, okay, 73 new artists have a new song today. Here's 1 second from each song. Look, Little Big Town, I got a new song. Everybody check it out today. I like that. What else, Morgan, number 2?
Carrie Underwood and Joan Jett's opening theme for Sunday Night Football debuted last night. It's a rendition of Waiting All Day for Sunday Night, which is a take on Jet's I Hate Myself for Loving You.
Has this song not already existed?
Like on the football show?
Yeah.
No, it was a different one.
I just feel like I've heard this one before. Do they just all sound similar?
Probably.
Because Carrie's singing it, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. They were like, for the first time I played last night, I was like, I've heard this before. Okay. What else, Morgan, number 2?
And then Jason Aldean has a new album called 9 coming November 22nd, and he shared the single off of it. It's called We Back.
We back, we back, we back in the speakers, back in.
And we're going to play that coming up in just a second as a premiere here. All right, there you go.
I'm Morgan, number 2. That's your skinny.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now,
here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on,
Bobby. Over to Amy with the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you call bad breath that sneaks up on you?
What do you call bad breath that sneaks up on you?
Ninjavitis. No?
Nah.
What?
I mean,
ninja?
I get it,
ninja-vitis.
But sneak up, though. I just don't think a ninja is in sneaking. I think a ninja is, like, chopping. And,
what? Ninjas totally
sneak. No, I know they do.
Up.
I had to, like, jump 3 places though to catch.
Oh, crickets.
Wow. Well, I mean, dentists will like it.
Did you run that one by Mike? Or did you just, like, come up with that?
Do I have to run them by Mike?
Well, I just wondered if he did.
It's been a long week. That's how we're starting.
I've been doing this for years, and I don't run them daily by Mike.
I know, but you do run some by Mike sometimes.
For investigative.
Yeah. I'm just asking. Just a question. I don't need to get offended.
What?
Yeah.
How would I not get offended?
Oh, man.
I'm
not offended.
If
what?
If you had a segment and I was like, ooh, did you run that by anybody?
I'd have been like, yeah, I ran it by Mike. And I'd blame him. Even if I didn't.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
That was the morning corny.
Yeah, I would have went the opposite way. I'd be like, yeah, I ran it by Mike. He said it was great. I blame him.
His fault.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Over to Morgan number 2, who does something called the Bobby Bones Show Skinny, where instead of talking about people in Nashville or celebrities in Hollywood, she talks about, well, us. All right, Morgan number 2, what do you got over there?
Bobby Bones hit up the dog park yesterday with his dog Stanley. He did a comedy show in St. Louis with Eddie, and my source tells me that Eddie had to scold a couple of audience members.
I had to scold Bobby's audience members.
Oh.
What? Yeah, not me.
Yeah, Eddie's the source. Yes. You know, what happened was we were doing our show. I would compare our comedy show to watching a movie or a play. It's not like we're in a theater. There's not a big band. It's basically just a piano, and we're doing funny songs. And these two women in the front row were just talking like they were sitting out at a picnic table in the park. And so we're doing our thing. And again, it's just one piano, and we're doing our jokes. And they're like, blah, 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 blah. And I look at them, and I just go, hey, just put my finger to my nose. In the middle of us performing, like, shh. Like, there are people around you. I don't care so much for us, but if you're next to someone in a movie who won't stop talking, it's super annoying. So they keep talking, they keep talking. So there's like a 25-minute part of the show where I'm just doing stand-up. I'm just talking, there's no music. And they're just over there talking the entire time. I just stop my act and go, guys, you have to stop talking. Like, people around you, they paid for tickets and they don't want to hear you guys talk the whole time. Like, you can talk in each other's ear, but don't talk out loud because you're ruining their experience. And so I don't like to do that, but I feel like I owe it to the people that bought tickets. And yeah, it was a whole thing.
Wow.
And they were quiet.
Oh, yeah, I was about to say what they do.
They be quiet.
Was it awkward? Were they embarrassed?
I don't know and I don't care. because I felt bad for everyone sitting around them, and I could see the people around them getting annoyed. Like, ladies, this is not your living room. Mm-hmm. Like, we all are in a theater where it's quiet. There's no music. I'm just talking. And then blah, 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 is a thing. I didn't like doing it, but I had to do it for out of respect for everybody else there.
Yeah, wow.
I rarely do that. But at a comedy show, don't talk. In a movie, don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
At your kids' play, don't talk. Talk like this in the ear. Hey, did you see that? But then get away. Then be quiet.
Right.
Yes, that's the thing. That happened. What else, Morgan, number two?
Amy rode her bike for 2 hours with her son Stevenson yesterday, and it made his day because Amy never rides her bike, but she had so much fun that now she wants to get a basket for her bike and ride around and do her errands on her bike this fall.
Oh, how ET of you.
Yes. I can't wait. I'm looking for the perfect basket now. And normally I'm like, ooh, I should get my steps. So he's on his bike and I walk so I can get steps. And I thought, you know what? I need to stop. Who cares? Who cares about the steps? Ride your bike. He'll love it. And of course he loved it.
Yeah.
So it was awesome.
All right, what else?
Lunchbox got ABC back, so he spent the weekend binging Bachelor in Paradise, and he's now caught up on all the love connections.
Wow. What provider didn't have ABC?
AT&T U-verse.
And they're back? They reached a deal?
I guess they reached a deal. They didn't put out an announcement or anything. I just flipped the channel, and I was like, oh, my gosh, it's back. So we went ABC On Demand, and let's go down to Mexico, and let's see all the love, all the drama, and we are caught up. It is so good.
And Eddie?
He was at the Kansas State Fair for the Raging Idiots show, and he ate a donut burger and a funnel cake burger.
Oh, that's funny.
What?
I forgot about this. Eddie came in and goes, he just ate a donut burger. And I was like, and he goes, I wish I wouldn't ate the donut burger.
Yeah, I'm starting to learn in my old age of 40, like, I shouldn't eat that stuff.
So then you ate a funnel cake burger?
Yeah, well, I got two of them because I was looking for the moon pie burger, but I couldn't find it, so I settled for the donut burger and the funnel cake burger.
I was like, are you happy, YOLO? He goes, no. Doesn't feel good.
So is that just a burger, like a patty in between two donuts and then in between two funnel cakes?
That's pretty much it.
All right.
Was it good tasting, though?
Yeah, I mean, it was like a Krispy Kreme donut with meat and cheese in it. It didn't taste too bad.
It was okay.
But, man, my stomach didn't like it after, like, 30 minutes.
Maybe just if you're curious about it, now you just take, like, a bite, and you're like, oh, wow. But you ate the whole thing?
Yeah, whole thing. Okay. Both of them.
Maybe the third bite, though, is what really gets good.
Maybe
the ninth bite. You don't know. Right. You got to eat it all just to know.
Oh, man. Oh, so along the lines of that, I tried maple Oreos that's new for the fall season coming up. So good.
Really? I like maple syrup, but when I hear maple, I just don't go, what a great flavor for something. It sounds like such an old person flavor.
Okay, you eat Werther's Originals.
I know. And again, on the surface, you would think not good. Even the bag isn't colored super attractive.
These are not attractive either. They're kind of brown.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just made me think of that. They're good.
Let me talk to David in Nashville. David, what's up, dude? You're on the Bobby Bones Show.
What's up, Bobby Bones? How are you?
Pretty good, man. You're on the air.
All right, so my question is, well, it's more of a guess. You said you had some big news that's been going on the past couple of years. You're about to make an announcement.
Yeah.
I want to try to guess it before you make it.
Oh, okay. I like this. Go ahead.
My guess is that Raymundo finally proposed to his girlfriend, and she said no.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, you went to... whoa.
Oh, wow.
That'd be crazy.
Okay, so Raymundo's been dating his girl for how long, Raymundo?
6 years.
And you have led us to believe that a proposal is coming somewhat soon.
Absolutely.
And you had a big birthday weekend where you got a cabin in East Tennessee.
Mountains, bears, wildlife. It was amazing. Yes, we did that.
Was it romantic?
Especially. There was hot tubs, bathtubs, skyline views.
And did you propose?
I didn't.
No. Wah, wah, wah. So that is not it, David.
All right, then.
We did get an update, though. He didn't propose. But
take it.
That is not the update. Check. Bobby Bones Show. All right, let's go over and talk to Andrew in Indiana. Andrew, you're on the Bobby Bones Show. What's up, bud?
Hey, good morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, I think that Raymundo found out he's not getting paid from his winnings from betting on Donald Trump winning the election.
Hmm. Raymundo, have you heard back about that? Because you did bet some money on Donald Trump to win the election before he was the favorite to win even the Republican side.
Correct. Years ago, 4 years ago. But they said it had to be a full term. So once that's the case, I'll get my money.
You still are holding on.
I'm getting the money.
But it's from like a weird gambling website in another country.
everybody goes on to these websites. They pay everybody. But futures bets take time, and people know that. Call in.
Who are you talking to right
now? I don't
know.
Other people that have done futures bets. They don't pay out right away like a normal bet.
Yeah, okay. So you bet $1,000, which was half of your savings account.
Yes.
And Donald Trump was 50 to 1. So you're expecting
$51,000.
And that should come to you on what day?
Guessing it's this year?
No, that's not how the presidency works.
Whenever the new guy goes into office or if it's Trump again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on the next inauguration,
yes.
Either way.
Yeah!
No.
He's not telling you.
That's not the update, but that's an update. I like this where people are guessing. We're also updating other stories. But is that the update, Ray?
Yeah, I don't have the winnings yet, so no update.
That's not it. Thank you, though. Appreciate that call.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Here is Kayla in Arkansas. Hey, Kayla. Welcome to the Bobby Bones Show. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you guys?
Real good. What do you want to guess the big update is?
So I'm going to guess that the bank finally found out that Lunchbox spent that money that was not his.
Okay, let's reset this for a second. So Lunchbox, you look in your account one day and what happened?
I went to the ATM and deposited some checks in the ATM and it was $330. And it said, would you like to complete your deposit of $1,030? And I was like, yeah, $703, complete deposit. And it gave me a receipt and I drove away. And I went home and booked a trip to Las Vegas for my wife and I because I was like, we got to spend this money because money's gone. Sorry.
So $703 and you spent it immediately.
Immediately. Plane tickets. Let's go. Let's go celebrate Vegas style. We hadn't been in a while. And when you got 700 extra bucks laying around, you got to do something cool with it.
So is this the story that's getting the update?
Yeah.
It is.
Oh.
It is.
What?
Okay. Go ahead.
I got an email letter in the mail last week, and it says, from your bank, hello, Mr. Box, we just want to inform you your account number, blah, blah, blah. We realized there was a bank error, and you received $700 extra. And it said the date, and it said, we will be taking it out on the 12th of this month out of your account.
And so are you going to have it there for them to take out?
I'm going to have it there for them
just
to take
close
out.
Just close the account. Take it all out.
Oh, wow.
Close the account.
I feel like if I went and tried to close it, they would see the note on my account saying, hey, keep $700. But yes, at least they gave me warning and they didn't just take it out. But they said on the 12th, there will be $700 taken from my account. So money gone. Sorry.
And how do you feel about that?
I feel like I'm getting ripped off. I feel like they made a mistake. When you go to the gas station and they give you the wrong change, guess who gets you keep it. That's their mistake. If they give you an extra burger in your meal when you go to Chick-fil-A, guess what? You get to keep that. So when people make mistakes, they need to be held responsible. It shouldn't just be like, oh, you made a mistake. Let's just correct your error for you. No, you got to learn a lesson.
When I used to work the register at Hobby Lobby and I'd have to give people change and I messed up, it ended up coming back on me. Mm. If someone didn't go, ooh, you gave me 10 bucks too much, I would get in trouble later. And so there were a couple times where people that were coming through, customers, and they would be like, oh, you gave me too much change. And they saved my butt because a few of those, then you just get fired. Mm. So I know in your mind, it's like, well, they messed up, done with them. But that's not really, because someone's suffering from that.
I mean, really? Are they really? I mean, they make enough money. Those banks, they make a lot.
So someone, let's just say in Haiti, where Amy's kids are from, could be like, Lunchbox makes enough money. Why does he need more money? Mm-hmm. Like, Kim, compared to us, he's making so much money.
That's probably a good point. I probably make more than people in Haiti.
It's all relative to, you know, where you're coming from. And also, just as a person, if it's not yours and you didn't earn it and someone gives it to you, not because they're giving you a gift, but because it's an accident, you should probably go, you know what? This isn't mine. Because if it happened to you and you gave somebody too much money, what do you want it back?
Oh, I'd want it back for sure. But that's why I count twice. I mean, the ATM, they have gotten away with, like, they don't have the drive-up teller anymore at my bank. They all want you to deposit in the ATM. So I did it. So if they want to change their system and they don't want to have a human there checking the mistakes, that's their policy.
Well, in the end, it all ended up right anyway.
In the end, it's $700 back to the bank.
How long did that take them to figure out?
It was like 6 months.
Wow.
Would you have done it again?
Oh, absolutely. If I go to the ATM today and it tells me, oh, here's an extra $700, I'm going to take it. It's a free $700.
It's not free. It's a loan.
Well, with no interest, which is awesome.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have went on that trip without the money anyway.
Right. And we had a great time. We made memories. So, I mean, that $700 provided so much for us. Thank you, bank.
when I worked at Hobby Lobby, we'd have to count the change out loud so you didn't give them the wrong bill back.
Oh, wow.
So you go 20, 30, 1, 2, 3. And the reason you count it out is to make sure they know what bill they're getting and what you know what bill you're giving away. And if either one of you sees it, you go, no, that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whole process. A couple in Pennsylvania had the same kind of thing happen. They're accused of theft after going on a shopping spree with $120,000 that was mistakenly deposited in their bank account.
$120,000.
Would you have done the same thing with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, $120,000?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just think what you could buy. A house, a
but
boat.
But it's not your money.
A house and a boat? Like, what?
Like, what if you look in your account, that money is yours. Like,
not yours. Maybe, you just learned the hard way. It's not yours.
But maybe someone gave you an anonymous gift. You don't know. You have no way to tell. So if it's in your account, it's your money.
They have been arraigned on charges for theft and receiving stolen property. Cars, bills, a camper. They went crazy.
I think they gave like $15,000 to friends.
They did.
That's what I'm talking about. You help your friends out. You're giving it to charity.
On June 20th, the bank contacted Tiffany about the mistake and notified her the money had been taken out of the account, resulting in a $107,000 overdraft fee. Because like, we just took it back. But they were like, they went dark.
Yeah.
They disappeared.
Oh, man. Probably went out in that camper and had a good time.
Probably just disappeared in the camper.
That's awful.
And what did you learn from this?
That there's no such thing as free money.
Boom. There you go. Thank you. Man. That's the update.
A bank got me. I mean, they must have some good people in there doing some accounting because they
took them a while, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, they dove deep. I mean, there's a lot of ATMs they got to check, and they found mine.
It probably just was them balancing the number at the end. Just hitting one space bar and going, oh, or minus 700 here.
Somebody find
where
it.
Is it? Bobby Bones, come on. So coming out in a couple weeks, this Ken Burns documentary called Country Music, and it's about from how country music started until pretty much the mid-90s. I'm about 12 hours into it. I've been watching an hour or 2 hours, and we were out on the road all weekend, so I watched a lot on the bus. And I made some notes because it's getting really good now. The beginning of it was a little tough to watch because this is how the banjo came about. And I'm like, this is cool, but I'm here to watch about these artists that I grew up listening to or that my grandmother grew up listening to. By episode 3, it gets really, really good. And so I made some notes as I was watching last night. So this song is Patsy Cline, Crazy. You probably know this one, right?
Crazy. I'm crazy.
And we mentioned on the show that Willie Nelson wrote this song. But it was originally called Stupid.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid. And he changed it last minute when they were going in to Crazy instead of Stupid. And then he had it, and he goes to Patsy Cline's husband and is like, hey, I got this song. You know, do you think your wife would want to cut it? And they're in Tootsie's. And he's like, I don't know. Let's go see it. They're late at night. And so they drive in the middle of the night and wake her up. And she's like, what? What are you guys waking me up for? And then she plays it. She goes, I'm so glad you woke me up. And then she cuts Crazy. And a Willie Nelson written song when they had a meeting at Tootsie's at like 1 a.m. Isn't that crazy?
Love it.
Give me some of that. Here you go. Patsy Cline, Crazy.
Crazy.
They talk about her dying in a plane crash, too. She got one of those little four people planes.
Mm-hmm.
She had an artist in with her, too, who was just kind of a new artist who was just going to hitch a ride. He moved his other flight to hitch a ride with her and was on the flight with her.
So what happened in the flight?
Yeah, storm.
Oh, storm.
They got delayed a day, and then they get up in the flight to fly home, and they probably still shouldn't have flown into it, according to this, and they crashed. They couldn't find the plane or anything for a while.
Mm.
So that was one. And then some of the Johnny Cash stuff, and they spent a lot of time with Johnny Cash. And so Walk the Line. Here, I'll Walk the Line. Play this one.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
You know what he wrote this song about?
No.
So it was about staying straight to his wife because he had a wife and three daughters, four daughters eventually. And, you know, they got married young. And he's like, I know I'm on the road and I know I'm going hard, but I'm walking the line. Like, this is it. I'm here with you.
That's just like a love song. That's the deal.
Sort of. It's like I'm going to stay straight, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do right even though there are a lot of opportunity around me not to. Well, he really didn't do right, right?
Oh.
And they talk about that in the documentary. The life on the road eventually got to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so then in a twist, here's Ring of Fire. And he cut this while he was still with his first wife, and she hated it because June Carter's sister wrote it, and June Carter singing background, and he was cheating on his wife with June Carter at the time.
Okay.
And she knew that. And she was like, I can't listen to it because I hear June Carter in the song. And I feel like he's cheating on me with her. And again, they did end up divorcing. But his current wife hated it while the song was out. Like ours meet. Go ahead.
I'm thinking back to Walk the Line, and I never knew that that's what that was about. And then, yeah, how he ended up with June. Yeah.
Oh, but the fire went wild.
Pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah.
And all that, and you just hear, oh, Johnny and June, but it was kind of a not the best situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was kind of shady in the early part of it. I think in the end, it ended up they were in love until he died. But, oof. Yeah, it wasn't good. Merle Haggard, the episode where they're talking about him. So he's in jail, and he was in San Quentin, and there was this guy named Rabbit. And Rabbit was going to – he had broken out of like 17 places as going through juvenile detention, had been in trouble his whole life. A California kid had just been in trouble over and over and over again. And so he's in San Quentin, and this guy named Rabbit who was there was like, hey, we're breaking out. And he was like, great, I'm with you. I've broken out everywhere. Let's go. And so Rabbit's like, you probably shouldn't. We're going to get out of here. You probably shouldn't because you can actually get out and sing and make something of yourself. And so Merle Haggard's like, I don't know. Maybe I want to break out because I'm good at breaking out and this jail life's not for me. Rabbit's like, don't break out. Rabbit breaks out, gets out of the jail. The cops catch him. Rabbit ends up shooting a cop, killing him. Rabbit gets put to death. Merle Haggard would have probably been with him had he broken out. Merle Haggard was like, okay, I'm just going to stay in prison then. Went and Merle Haggard said that he decided he was going to be the best prisoner possible, started volunteering for everything he could do, all the worst jobs, and he got out in like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And he was actually in prison whenever Johnny Cash went in and sang at San Quentin the first time. He was actually one of the inmates and was like, I was so inspired by Johnny Cash coming and singing while I was a prisoner. That's and then crazy. Later on, in a strange twist, Merle Haggard announced he had been in jail. He'd been hiding it from everybody forever until he went on Johnny Cash's TV show. And Johnny Cash like, I'll tell him. I'm on my show, because then the magazines can't write it about you. I know you're trying to hide it, but let me tell them, and then they have no power over you.
It's so crazy that they were famous at a time. The famous we know now, we would know all
everything.
Of this. We would know everything just because of the paparazzi and TMZ and everything that gets put out there right away that people didn't know.
And even a song like Okie from Muskogee that Merle Haggard wrote. His parents are from Oklahoma. He wasn't. He's from California. But he was like, you know, this song kind of got twisted a little bit because it started to be, at the time Vietnam was happening and there were a lot of people protesting the war. And this song ended up being a song protesting the protesters. But he's like, really wasn't what it was about. He was like, people started to think it was. And they started to like, be like, yeah, we're proud to be an Okie from Muskogee or, you know, for the war. Or he's like, we were just driving through Oklahoma and we thought it was just a song to be proud of where you're from, period. It didn't matter what the situation was. Mm-hmm. And he was like, but you know what? You couldn't control it once it blew up. And then I'll give you one more. Marty Stewart was talking, you know, he's doing a lot of it because he's the connoisseur of country music. And he's talking about going to a Connie Smith show when he was a kid. He's probably 12 years old. And it's like, I go to this Connie Smith show down in Mississippi. She's playing. She's beautiful. We had a record in our house our whole life growing up or for years. And we would look at it and be like, wow. And I was like, Mom, Connie Smith's coming to play here at the you know, the fair. So we go to the football field and he's just a kid. And he's like, I went and got a picture with her. She didn't know who I was. You know, I was just one person in the line. He goes, and I see her getting in her car. And he goes, Connie Smith. And he said he runs over with the camera and takes it right by her face. And they show the picture on the show of her, like, sitting in the car when this camera's really close to her. And he goes, on the way home, I told my mom, I'm going to marry her. And he goes, and 25 years later, I did. He married her.
Oh, my gosh.
He was first married to Johnny Cash's daughter, and then he married Connie Smith. 25 years later.
Oh, wow.
It's fantastic. This Ken Burns documentary is fantastic. I'd send Eddie texts all the time like, dude. I sent Eddie a picture of Johnny Cash because him and Elvis toured together early before they were both famous. And Johnny Cash would do Elvis songs, dress up like Elvis, being funny, doing impressions. So,
when is it watchable?
It comes on PBS, I think, next week. It starts one episode at a time or on the PBS app. They're not paying me. They didn't do anything. I didn't watch it forever because I didn't have a DVD player. And finally, I think they even sent me a DVD thing to plug into my computer. Yeah. I'm obsessed with it now. I've got 4 more hours left, and I can't wait. It feels like the Hunger Games. I'm ready for the Hunger Games. I just want to get back into it. A 73-year-old woman gave birth. Think about that.
That's pretty old. I don't know that I've known many 73-year-olds pregnant.
And that makes her the world record holder for the oldest person to ever give birth. She had twins delivered by C-section. She and the babies are doing well. She's 73. Had two babies.
Like, with a... Like, did she want the two baby? Like, I don't know. Did she get pregnant? She has a guy? Or did she just get...
I didn't ask for a video or anything. I just know that...
Well, because, you know, she could be, you know, trying to just... She decided, 73, I've always wanted to get pregnant. I have two frozen or a bunch of frozen eggs.
I don't think that's the case.
So maybe she did IVF?
I don't know. I'll keep reading, but I didn't read that.
What's her name?
Once her age is certified, it will make her the oldest woman to ever give birth. The current Guinness World Record woman is a woman in Spain who gave birth at 67, and that was in 2006. She and her 80-year-old husband have always wanted to have kids.
There you go.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
They wanted to do IVF, and they kept doing it and kept doing it and kept doing it. And again, they're doing it as she's in her 60s and 70s. And you would think that money would be wasted. But Amy, they say around 8 months ago, finally worked.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She was in the hospital for the entire pregnancy. I bet.
Yeah, being, bed rest.
Being that old.
Fail until you don't.
She's doing well. The doctors will monitor her closely for a few weeks.
Wow. But, okay, so he's 80. She's 73. Do they have a backup plan?
For what?
For these children's parents.
Oh, you mean for the kids.
Like, when they're 10, he's going to be 90.
Yeah, like, who's going to raise them?
Right.
I guess I don't know. I read a story and put it on my Instagram.
You don't know all this
stuff?
I don't know
the second layer of this. I just saw it, thought it was crazy she had a baby that old, and I posted it on my Instagram story.
Okay. Thanks for the
just
story.
Just bringing something to talk about.
Oh, sorry.
My bad.
Yeah. I did see a story, too, where they were talking about how women aren't finding enough men that are economically attractive to them, and that's why so many women are single past, like, 25 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
Because... let's say back in 1960, back in the olden days, before we were born, that a lot of women didn't go to college. And so they look for a guy to make their money. Well, now women are like, I'll just go get educated myself.
Right.
I'll also go to school. I'll rock it out myself. I'm not worried about some dude. And so because they've done this, they've elevated what they're looking for in a guy. And so with us dudes, we're just like, is she hot? If so, we'll take her. With you guys, you're... so much deeper than we are. You're like, you know what? I'd rather have a quality guy, like a dude who has a lot of things going for him, including some stability for us, because she's going to provide some of it, and so is he. So they're saying there just aren't enough dudes that are economically attractive to women anymore, because many young men today have little to bring to the marriage bargain. Wow. Especially because the women have it all already.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan, number two, you're 25 and single. How do you feel about this?
Yeah, I think it's true. I mean... I feel that with dating, I don't think people are leveling up to what I would expect them to at this point.
Economically attractive, meaning to you, that term means what?
Like, I would think finances and career-wise is more where I would go in that angle.
And I wouldn't even think that it's like, does he have a bunch of money? I would think, is he like on pace with what I'm on pace with?
Right.
You know? So I don't think you hear that and go, oh, she's a gold digger. I think you're looking at it as someone like they're a... equal digger. Mm-hmm. Is that a thing?
Yeah. Sure.
Looking for an equal digger. I love that story.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this freelance journalist. Her name is Julie Atkins. And a few years ago, she went to live with the homeless so that she could write their stories for a book she was trying to publish. But while she was doing that, she was inspired to help them by converting retired school buses into homes for the homeless families. And it allowed them to have like a livable space, a little kitchen inside, places to sleep. It kept them safe. They could get around to get better jobs. And she formed a nonprofit called Vehicles for Changes. And she teams up with different volunteers who help her remodel the buses. And people get to use them. And they're called schoolies.
Oh, yeah?
Like people can live in a schoolie.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's what it's all about right there. Nice.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Had a great time with Ronnie Dunn on Friday's show. He came in for the Friday morning conversation. He's putting out a solo project. And so we're talking about Brooks and Dunn. We're talking about me going to their show. And I mentioned that I went through the lobby and there was a little shop and he was selling his photography. And I was like, come on, Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
Selling pictures. I was giving him a hard time. Pictures are awesome. But he likes to shoot a lot of Western stuff. He likes to shoot horses and rodeos. And I said, hey, why don't I dress up like a Wild West cowboy and you take pictures of me? Being funny. But he's also funny. And he's like, yeah, we'll do it. So we had this little joke on the show that we're going to take these pictures. And I get a text like noon. Hey, you're serious, right? And I was like, yeah, why not? So we have like 3 dates on hold right now, and we're going to go and shoot these. And I'm going to dress up like Billy the Kid. I'm going to go total Wild West, like 1800s cowboy. And Ronnie Dunn's going to shoot me with being the photographer that he is.
Wow. I spend most think he's going to sell those in Vegas?
Oh, I didn't think about that. We got to put that in the contract. You can't be selling the pictures.
Oh.
But a lot of listeners were hitting me up going, was that real? And at first it was just a joke. I was just being funny, but Ronnie's so funny. And he was like, let's do it. And so, yeah, we got some dates down. We're going to make work.
Wow.
And now we get like, I don't care, but like People Magazine has like been talking about it. What if we come cover it? And I'm like, wait, how'd this turn into that? And so I have my chaps. I'm going chaps, no pants underneath them.
Oh, okay. Of course.
No, but no, we're going to do it. Probably in October, but we're going to do that shoot. So, and a lot of people responded. They said they had a lot of fun listening to that interview. So, yeah, thanks. That was cool. That was good. You guys want to do What's the Haps?
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
All right, let's do Hey,
What's the Haps?
Amy, what's the Haps?
Well, my dad drank coffee for the first time in over a year because he had cancer surgery. If you don't know, he's had a feeding tube and hasn't been able to swallow, barely been able to eat food. But he was with his physical therapist and she was practicing some swallow thing. And I guess she was like, we could either do this with water or a fourth a cup of coffee. And my dad said that he freaked out because he hasn't had coffee in so long. He said, we're doing it with the coffee. So he had a fourth cup of coffee.
How's his health?
He had to drink it in a recliner, recline back, but he's doing so much better. He's got like exercises he's got to do. As long as he stays up, like he has an hour and a half worth of like rehab and work he has to do. And his caregiver right now told me that he's kind of gotten he needs a little extra motivation. Sometimes that hour and a half, he gets lazy. And that's just not like my dad. So I'm like, okay, well, he's about to move here. So we're going to get him all ready to go. And I'll make sure that he gets it done.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that he's progressing and moving here.
I know. Yeah. So I was like, how was your energy level after that fourth cup of coffee? He's like, I felt great.
Out of control.
Hey,
I
know.
Hey, what's the hatch?
What's the haps with you?
We went to Kansas and we played a fair.
Mm-hmm.
And afterward, Morgan number 2 lives up there, so she came up to the show. And Morgan number 2 and I went out to the fair afterward, and we were playing the fair. I haven't played fair games in forever. And it was after the fair was almost closed, and we go and we play this shooting game. I dominated. I won this big old pig. Do you see it on my Instagram?
Yeah, I did.
And I gave it just some listeners came with this and were playing with us, so I gave it to them. But I hadn't played fair games in a long time. I forgot how good I was at fair games. Right, Morgan number 2?
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, wow.
Why? What do you mean?
We were playing against each other with some other listeners. And you take the thing and you go, you shoot into the hole.
Yeah.
And I won this humongous pig. And I think she was just a little jealous. I saw her posting on my Instagram talking garbage. You're quite the garbage talker, though.
No, you messed up my arm, and then you told me that's just life, so I got defeated.
Oh, you cheated.
I didn't cheat. There were no rules.
It sounds like a foul.
No, there's no foul in carnival games.
Foul.
She was shooting, and my elbow happened to hit her elbow, and her water squirted off, and then I won.
Mm.
But it was pretty cool. He's like, pick whichever one you want. And I was like, wow, really? I was like, I was 7. And then we played this other game, climbing a ladder. I don't even know.
You climb it?
Well, you're supposed to climb this ladder and keep your balance.
Did you make it to the top? Because that thing is impossible.
I quit because I don't have any shoes on. It was hurting my feet. Boo-Boo's feet were hurting, and I was like, I'm out. So I did that, and then we played the football throw. Didn't the woman lead me wrong on the football throw?
Yeah, she totally did.
I said, okay, if I take these footballs, and they had 3 players with throw in the hole. They're holding like a target. I said, if I make all 3 of these, I win the jersey, right? She's like, yes. I said, well, if I keep playing, let's say I make 1 of them, but I keep playing, I can keep going until. She's like, no problem. So I go, boom, first throw, put in the hole. Great. Like 3 plays later, I hit all 3 of them. And I'm like, all right, get my jersey. She goes, no, each play's 1 time, you have to start over. I was like, you just tricked me. I don't know, carnies were deceitful.
Carnies.
Yeah.
So I didn't take anything. I was like, keep the stuff, and I walked off. I wasn't mad. I just didn't want any dumb football. I didn't even want the jersey. I was going to give it to somebody anyway. But it was fun. Played carnival games. Then we went to St. Louis and did a comedy show. And by the way, we'll do comedy shows in Oklahoma City and Little Rock. We're actually recording our comedy record Saturday night in Little Rock. And I think there's 1 row of tickets they just put out if you're in Little Rock and you want to come. RagingIdiots.com. But so that's what's the haps with me. Hey!
Hey! What's the haps?
Lunchbox?
I can't wait to get a good night's sleep. That's what's the haps. My son is sick. I don't know. He got some kind of virus, but he is coughing and crying in the middle of the night. So last night I slept in the recliner holding him, and it was just the longest night ever. So I'm just excited for him to go to the doctor today, maybe get some medicine so I can get some sleep.
Are you sick?
No, I'm not sick. Not yet. Oh, I mean, with a kid, you never know because he starts sticking his hands in your mouth and he has all the germs. So, but hopefully I don't get it. But, I mean, he is just runny nose, congested, but no fever.
Do you get sad when he gets sick?
I get sad, but also at the same time you get frustrated because it's 2 o'clock in the morning. You're sitting in the recliner, and if you move a muscle, he... Okay, here we go again. And so you have to adjust and start rocking him. And so it's just a bad night of sleep.
Is your wife in town?
Yeah, my wife is in town. But last night was my night because she pretty much did it all weekend.
Because you were doing what?
I was sleeping. Mm-hmm. I was upstairs asleep, you know, and I was like, hey, it's your turn. You know what I mean? Like, I get up early during the week, so you go ahead and do that. And then I felt bad. So I was like, okay. And I was watching football, so it helped that I could hold him. And then we just stayed there until 3 o'clock in the morning.
There you go. Hey!
Hey! What's the hat?
One more, Eddie.
My Dallas Cowboys won their first season opener game. I mean, they look good. I'm so happy with them. So from here on out, it's just winning and Super Bowl bound.
Oh, wow. And think about that.
Yeah.
Undefeated?
I think so. I mean, did they look so good? I was so happy. And my mom was here with me. Both of us are huge Cowboys fans. So we got to see it together. It was a good day yesterday.
Yeah, I guess so. There's like another element to that. Family Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Were your parents Cowboys fans?
My mom was.
How I got passed down to you?
Well, I was the first fan, and then my mom started watching with me because no one would watch football with me as a kid. So that was our bond. And now we make the entire family wear Cowboys jerseys and shirts and stuff when we watch the games.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, we force them.
Arkansas lost. We were watching in the tour bus. Eddie and I were.
Oh.
I know.
Again?
Sorry, dude.
They only lost one game.
I thought they lost that other one, you rat.
No, they won that one.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that was my husband.
Yeah, he's
UT
a UT
lost.
Fan. Texas fan.
Oh, and
fan.
He was at the LSU-UT game, and he was like...
He was?
Oh, yeah. He got to go. He got tickets. He was, like, so excited. The one game all year he's going to get to go to, and they lost.
It's a good game, though.
Yeah. I mean, he was happy to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. That's What's the Haps. Thank you, Raymundo.
Hey, what's the haps?
Karen in St. Louis is on the show right now. Hey, Karen.
Bobby.
Hey, thanks for calling the show. What do you want to say?
Oh, I wanted to say that my twin sister Sharon Rankin and myself, we were at your show on Saturday night, and we had a fantastic time. In fact, you made a point to point at us, and we waved at you. We were at the on the balcony there on the right. But I just wanted to say that total respect for the show. You know, you had indicated you basically let the audience know that there was somebody up front that was talking, and you did it in such a respectful way that you respected the people that were talking, you respected the audience, and you respected yourself. So it was just supercharged me. It was just the way that you handled that. It was just such a funny and fun way that it was just such a good time.
Well, thanks. I had to get on to some people for talking. Which I don't want to be that guy, but I'm in the middle of doing stand-up, and I'm talking, and I look over to my right, and these two women, they're not, like, moving their mouth, but everyone can hear them. If you're in 4 rows around them, you're hearing people talk. And I had to go, guys, there are people around you that paid money for a ticket to watch the show. They didn't pay to watch you two talk to each other. If so, you should try theater. It's pretty cool. And I didn't want to call them out, but I had to, not because I wanted to get on them, but because I wanted everybody else to be able to experience, you know, having a good time. If you're at a comedy show, don't talk. That's it. There's people up there talking, and you're talking. You're just getting into kind of the rhythm of, like, I'm telling jokes. And I had to stop a joke and then get back into a joke. It just was, but I did it.
Well, and obviously you did it well.
I didn't feel like I did it well. I walked off, and I was like, Eddie, I just had to get on to two people. And Eddie was sitting side stage.
Yeah.
Because our show's kind of like a variety show. I do stand-up, then Walker Burroughs plays a song, and Eddie and I play funny songs, and I went off stage and I was like, I just had to get on to people for talking. I rarely have to do that because sometimes the ushers in the theater will go out and do it. But
I felt for you because I can tell you didn't want to do it.
I didn't want to do it, but they would not be quiet. They were being rude to everybody else. And then I looked down like 3/4 way through the show and they were gone.
Oh, wow. I was wondering.
I'm not sure what happened. I don't know if they got removed. They didn't get removed. They must have just left.
Right.
But don't talk. If you're at a comedy show or like an acoustic show or someone's just playing a guitar, like if you go to a Kip Moore show and he's playing guitar by himself on a stage, don't talk because it's just him and a guitar. If you're at a full concert where there are instruments and talk all you want.
Mm-hmm.
You just know the room. know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that call, Karen, because I was feeling pretty rotten. I was feeling pretty rotten about it all weekend.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? The entire audience fell for you because we all knew you didn't want to have to do that. Anybody that listens to your show knew that. So, yeah, my sister and I, after we left, we were driving back, and we were like, oh, we hope Bobby's not beating himself up.
Well, a little bit. I even woke up this morning. I was like, dang it. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for calling. I hope you have an awesome rest of the week.
Thank you. Shout out to you, Bobby, and your new puppy, and Amy, and Eddie. So thanks again for having such a great show. We listen every day, and I tell you what, there isn't one day that I don't talk about you guys' show. In fact, I have to tell you, and I want to share with you, that I have brought in Tell Me Something Good into our staff meetings here at work, and then my family meeting every Sunday.
Oh, wow. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. We're glad that what we're doing maybe is rubbing off on some people. And
having big impact on us.
Thank you. Have an awesome day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
All right, see you later. There was a Domino's employee who was arrested for pocketing $28,000 that he's supposed to be taking to the bank. I'm just like, does he not think people will notice that there's a $28K missing? And when they're like, well, we're missing $28,000, we wonder where it is. Well, maybe it was the $28,000 we gave to the guy that's just supposed to take it to the bank.
Right.
Like every part of the story, mm-hmm. It just comes off as bonehead story of the day. A Beach Park Domino's pizza employee is behind bars after stealing $28,000 from his employer. The Lake County Sheriff's Office launched an investigation after it was discovered someone was stealing money. The investigation revealed that he was pocketing the deposits every day. Pocket it.
Probably just a little bit every day, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, a whole day of $28,000, that's a big big pizza day. But they discovered approximately $20,000 in cash at the home.
Wow.
Does he not think? You can't be the one that's getting the money immediately. You got to have a couple layers from that.
Mm-hmm. At least layered up.
At least layered up. There was this one, the story was this employee was caught memorizing over 1,300 credit card numbers.
Whoa.
What? How?
I know. You go respect. And he was still using them online. It's illegal, but memorizing them.
Yeah.
Do you know your credit card number memorized?
No.
I know my one credit card number memorized.
What is it? What's the number?
4. I know because I'm always having to type it in on airplanes, put in my credit card number for internet.
I don't even know my driver's license number. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I know credit card, driver's license, social security.
I know the social.
Do you know, I had a kind of a eureka moment. I laughed out loud. My social security number has 6-9 in it. And I was like.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And
that was so funny. I was like, oh, my social security number is 69. I know, I'm 11. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
I was like, all these years I've been saying it. And I go, 6-9. And I've never put it together. This guy was arrested after they uncovered that he was working the register at a retail store. And whenever a customer paid by credit card, he memorized the 16-digit number,
the name,
the expiration date, the security code.
Wow.
All in the time it took to process just the purchase. Like, boop, boop, memory, bring. Wild, huh? Like, they should take this guy and go, okay, bud, I know we're going to put you in jail. Like, right now you're going to go to jail, and good luck with that soap. Get in that shower. Don't drop it. But or.
Work for us.
Level number 2, you can take the second door. You come work for us.
Yeah.
And you memorize and.
Like Catch Me If You Can, or what was that movie mm-hmm. called?
That's what it was.
With Leonardo DiCaprio?
I was doing a LifeLock commercial earlier, and they put a lot of like true stories about identity theft in their commercial. So like, hey, this is happening, be heads up, and if you need LifeLock, this is what you can do. And I was just reading it. And sometimes they have some really interesting stories where what these hackers are doing now is, you know how you have Bluetooth? And so my phone, I Bluetooth with my headphones for me because they're wireless headphones. But now people can log in and like hack your Bluetooth. So if you, let's say you're Bluetoothing from your computer to something, any of the information that's sending, they can get in and either catch it or they can even alter it.
Ay, ay, ay.
There have been some instances of that. Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
This is not even a commercial. I was just reading it this morning going, yeah. Oh, man. I know. But yeah, this dude has a photo. You know who else has a photographic memory? Pretty much is Dolly Parton. I was watching the Ken Burns documentary, and they have a whole thing about her, which, by the way, when she was born in, like, East Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
She was born in a little cabin. They didn't have any running water, any electricity, you know, like, hardcore poor. And they paid the doctor with a bag of, like, cornmeal. They didn't have any money. And then she goes, and some of these stories are kind of famous, so if you've heard some of them, you know, pardon me for listening, but I'm so into this documentary right now. That comes out next week on PBS, by the way. But she goes and... she was doing a local TV show in Knoxville, I believe. And she was like singing on this local TV show as a kid and being funny, but her parents had never seen her on TV because they couldn't afford a TV. So the first TV that they ever saw her on was she went and bought it for them for the money that she was making.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then it has her, you know, talking about moving to Nashville and working for Porter Wagoner and wild stuff. And you've only ever heard the surface stories even when she comes in, but it's pretty amazing. Again, I'm 12 hours in, mm-hmm. 10 hours into this documentary? No, four more. 12 hours into this documentary. Four more. It's great. If you love country music, it's great. So, and it comes out on PBS next week. Am I doing commercials for that documentary? Or do we know? I'm not saying we should. I'm just giving them like a ton of free. They should love this. It's great.
They don't know yet.
I'd like to talk to that Ken Burns guy on my podcast.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Just chop it up for like 3 hours.
Dude, that'd be so cool.
I was just taking notes. We did a whole segment earlier where I was taking notes about some of the stuff I didn't know, and I feel pretty good about my country music knowledge.
Yeah.
I consider myself a low-key historian.
Well, you're country music's youngest historian.
I know, and I'm 39. I'm getting older. Maybe
still youngest, though.
Maybe there's like a young kid in the minor leagues.
That we don't know. He's catching out there.
Up. Yeah, I know. I did a Charlie Pride documentary. I went and talked about Charlie Pride for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's in this one, too, but I went and talked on one. I'm a big Charlie Pride fan because my grandmother was a huge Charlie Pride fan. And, boy, talk about an amazing story, too. He would talk about when he was going to school as a kid and that the white bus would drive by. He had to walk 4 miles to school, but the white kids got to take a bus, and they would go by, and they would yell at him as he's walking every day. And he was like, I don't want to work in the fields. So he started playing baseball, played in the Negro Leagues, got in the minor leagues, and then was finally like, I'm going to do music. And then they wouldn't put his picture on covers of the records they sent out for a long time, and radio would just play it because they didn't know he was a black guy. Country radio would play it. They had no idea he was a black guy.
Wow.
Crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, wild. Anyway, I did that on the Charlie Pride documentary. I think that's in the...
Is it also in the PBS?
It's also in the PBS one. Some of it is, too. It's a fantastic story. Bobby Bones. Yeah. An 8-year-old kid survived a mountain lion attack because he kept poking the mountain lion with a stick. And here's the kid talking about it.
I was just trying to grab anything that I can, like a stick. I just remember walking up and then seeing a mountain lion on this rock.
His head was inside the lion's mouth. You have to do something. You got to protect your children.
No one try to wrestle a mountain lion. It is a cheetah.
There you go. In case you were thinking about it, don't try to wrestle a mountain lion.
So cute.
He fought it with a stick. That's crazy. We're done today, so we're going to head out. Amy, what's going on?
Let's see. I got a podcast interview today, a workout, and then I got to go drive over to my dad's apartment.
Who's your podcast interview with?
Lil Sipper. I had it scheduled with her a couple weeks ago. She's the one that had the breast explant. She had breast implants, and then she had them removed, and her health improved.
Is her name Lil Sipper, or do you call her that?
Sorry.
Because that's her Instagram name.
Her name's
okay.
Beth.
Is she a rapper?
Oh, wow.
Her name's Bethany, but yes, her Instagram handle is at Lil Sipper. And she's come on before because she's had major health issues, and she helped heal herself through food, and then also removing her breast implants helped her get better as well. So we're talking about that. And then,
Will that be on this week's episode of Four Things with Amy Brown?
It will, this Thursday, yes.
There's a new episode of the Bobby Cast Up where we talk about a lot of famous parents who had kids, and the kids are also doing music. For example, Bob Dylan, who sings, "Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door." Who's this kid?
I don't know.
Oh. The lead singer of the Wallflowers, Jacob Dylan.
Got it.
You know, one headlight.
Yeah, I love Wallflowers.
So we do a lot of those kids with famous musician parents, and we talk to Aubrey Sellers about her new music, and her mom is Leanne Womack. Mm-hmm. So that's check out the latest episode of the Bobbycast. That'll be up there. So I'm headed to New York today. I'm going to go do the show from New York tomorrow, and then I'm doing a bunch of stuff with Purina Dog Chow because they're doing a whole military service dogs couple of days.
Oh, fun.
So I'm going up to do that. So be back on the air tomorrow, but I'll be in a different studio. So that's it. Thank you very much. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. Bobby Bones. Show.